Sometimes the most interesting part of the legislative process is watching an amendment fail. The debate, while collegial, shows the deep resentment some lawmakers have for those of the opposing political party. And just such a debate happened today in Raleigh. WFAE's Tom Bullock has the story.
When Republican Representative Bill Brawley of Mecklenburg County called the House Finance Committee to order, he knew he was opening a passive-aggressive can of worms.
We have just one bill. It's very minor and of probably no controversy whatsoever.
That bill is the House's proposed $22.2 billion state budget. Yes, he was kidding. Now, the Finance Committee's focus is largely tax policy, deciding what tax increases or tax cuts go forward. And this year, the House's plan does have a tax cut for individuals, explained here by Republican Susan Martin.
The first significant piece of legislation in here is the increase of the standard deduction for a personal income tax by $2,000.
If you're not well acquainted with the exciting world of tax linguistics, the standard deduction is the amount of personal income not taxed by the state. It's also known as the zero tax bracket. But you can only claim it if you don't itemize your tax returns. And Martin told the committee a lot of North Carolinians don't.
70% of individuals who file income tax file with the standard deduction.
The House budget proposes increasing that deduction for a couple filing jointly by $500 a year each year over the next 4 years. It would grow to $17,500 by the year 2020. It's estimated to cost the state $193 million when it takes full effect. Republicans said the cut is worth it because it would help poor and middle-class families. Democrats disagreed with that and offered a plan of their own, restoring North Carolina's earned income tax credit, a tax cut on the wages of the poor and lower middle class.
Now, you may think the only people who are benefiting from this are people who work at McDonald's, where it's acknowledged it's not a living wage.
That's Democrat Paul Lubke, who introduced the amendment.
But the research also shows that beginning school teachers at $35,000, if they have a family, they all are among those who benefit from the earned income tax credit.
Which, Lubke pointed out, was killed by North Carolina's Republican legislative majority. And he would pay for the plan by increasing the income tax rate on those making more than $1 million a year. Bill Brawley knew how the majority Republican committee would view that plan.
You and I both know this amendment is not going to pass.
Still, lawmakers from both sides jumped up to take politely veiled political pot shots. First came Republican Dan Lewis.
I appreciate, once again, the effort to demagogue and to penalize those that are able to raise the level of income that they earn.
Taxing millionaires? That's just political talking points, he added, especially during an election year. Brawley agreed.
I would submit this is not about getting the earned income tax credit. This is about keeping alive a campaign issue.
Democrat Yvonne Lewis-Hawley cried foul.
This is not a political issue. This is a issue about need and helping people.
And Democrat Becky Carney from Mecklenburg tried to calm the legislative waters a bit.
Where the Finance Committee was supposed to debate the issues before us and not be judgmental.
But judgment was preordained. The amendment failed, but the process illustrated how quickly North Carolina's politicians jump from collegiality to conflict. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.